And the 1st of December is World AIDS Day, and the theme this year is Equalize. An NGO called the O Foundation noted that despite the recent developments and advancements that have made HIV more treatable and preventable, the statistics of approximately 40 million people to date have died of HIV, and this has raised concern about the stagnation of the case reduction. There's an argument that this stems from lingering stigma around the disease, and so they'd like to see it renamed. Joining me now is Bongiwe Ndlovu, the project lead for O. Bongiwe, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Amy. Thank you so much for having me.
Are you and your foundation the ones leading this call for HIV to be renamed?
Yes, yes. As the O Foundation, what we are currently doing is that we have started or challenging the WHO to rename HIV, and in doing so, we hope to bring the HIV matter back to the forefront, as we know that in the past couple of years with the vaccination drive, it has kind of taken a step back. So we're hoping that this will reignite the conversation and also see how we can rethink and rebrand HIV.
And I believe that this is a call that you're making to the World Health Organization. Is it a conversation that you've had with them yet? Has there been any dialogue?
Yes, so we officially have handed over the open letter, and it has been received, and we are now expecting feedback within the next couple of weeks. What we do know about the WHO is that they are open to such sort of initiatives, as you know, that just a couple of days ago, monkeypox was renamed to mpox due to the racial connotations linked to the word monkey disease. I mean, not monkeypox. So I think in that spirit, we're also still saying that even though HIV, the disease itself, medically, we've come such a long way, as now we have preventative medication and also treatment is getting better, but we're still seeing that people are even refusing to test, and infections are actually growing every week. So we hope that by renaming it, we can help alleviate the stigma, and people can then start thinking about HIV as just another treatable and manageable disease like your diabetes and hypertension.
Well, yeah, we've lived with the scourge of HIV/AIDS for so long now. I mean, it really rose to prevalence in the 1970s. Why is there still this stigma attached to it? Aren't we beyond that now?
Not really, because if you think about the last type of campaigns that we had with HIV, it was still like the gays killed messaging, and quite frightening. I mean, if you even think about the beautiful heroines and heroes that have succumbed to the disease, such as your Gossie Johnson, and maybe even the listeners all personally knowing someone who has either succumbed to the disease or is currently living with one. Mostly, if you still talk about HIV and AIDS, that is what most people think about when they think about the disease. And that is why we are currently championing to say, let's try something different in terms of fighting the stigma, because I know stigma has also been sort of an ongoing sort of buzzword within the sector. But we are just challenging it and saying this is how we can actually break the stigma by rebranding and renaming it, and hopefully also teaching people that it's really, really not the death sentence that it used to be.
And Bongiwe, do you feel globally that enough is being done in the work to combat HIV/AIDS?
So as healthcare workers and also sexual health activists, I think if you look at the days from the past with the treatment action campaign, a lot has been done in terms of mobilizing the pharmaceuticals to provide medication to everyone in need. And right now, in terms of access, we have clinics, facilities where young people can access condoms, contraceptives, and even preventative medication such as PrEP. The only issue that we're having now is that community members, especially young people, are extremely afraid of going to clinics. There's a stigma that they're going to get shouted at, they're going to get judged. And I think with this conversation, we are now having a conversation where we're opening up the platform for young people to actually rechange and be brave enough to go into the clinic to access those services, and also for maybe clinic staff to start learning how to be youth-friendly and opening up those platforms to be welcoming for young people. And I think that in there lies the core of the work when we talk about what we are currently doing with Update HIV at community level as well.
Bongiwe Ndlovu, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Project leader for O Foundation, that is O-triple-H! Foundation, reflecting the work that they are doing on this World AIDS Day.